Hello and welcome again. The beautiful, beautiful sounds of our dear friend Caswell.
Yeah.
Bringing us in this week with the new hit, All Over Your Face.
What could he possibly be referencing?
I have no clue.
Unbelievable what this guy gets away with in music. But anyway, it feels like months since I've seen you guys.
Yeah.
It's good to all be back in the same room together.
It's almost been a month.
Yeah, it has been.
3 weeks.
Yeah. Way too long, though.
Not nearly long enough, I would say.
Yeah. Some of us would just continually come up with excuses why we cannot do this.
Yeah.
Not me.
I'm terrible.
Not Ryan. My name is Kyle, and alongside me, as always, are the co-hosts of this Island of Misfit Toys, Matt and Ryan. Good afternoon, boys.
Good afternoon to you, too.
Good to see you. I think it's safe. We are all now, since the last time we've been in here, we are all former interns now.
Yep.
The last holdout was Matt. He finally let go of that clutch on his childhood.
Yeah, I did.
Decided to become an adult. Yeah, welcome to that stage where you are semi-upset for a little bit, and then you're like, man, it's pretty nice not getting up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, for you, earlier, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to go to bed Thursday night.
Yeah, and you put in your time. I mean, you were there for, what, nine months?
No, 6 months? About six.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah.
I know they're in the process nowadays of cutting interns a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
I think it's isn't it like every quarter now, or? I don't know.
There may be one bad apple that started that. I don't want to name names. Monchichi
really
initiated this whole thing of why they're going to go with a shorter spell of
what
interns at the
animal
stage.
That kid was.
Oh, boy,
good God.
Even, still think there's an outside chance one day he's going to walk in with a pistol.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me nervous.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So, like I said, we're all back here today. We don't have that much to get to, but one thing I did want to get off of my chest today is we all drove in here today. Matt, you weren't even familiar with what was going on.
No.
From where we broadcast from the city here, it's the biggest obnoxious fest any city could have. Anybody who lives in this area or knows this area, Grand Rapids, Michigan, knows about stupid art prize that happens for 3 weeks every year. And it frustrates me to no end. The guys reference it as Art Hassle.
Yeah.
I call it Art Palooza or whatever it entails. Some of the worst things you've ever seen that people want to call art.
Art that isn't art.
Yeah, all over this stupid city. I took a picture and had to post it. And I'll put it on our Facebook here when I leave here today. Of it's a hen house with toy hens. And random names and dates, like 1960, 19... What the hell is that?
They're letting us know what chickens looked like a century ago.
That's probably it. They are all dressed in comical yeah. fashion.
I didn't know chickens wore clothes.
They did back then.
Yeah,
it was
then,
colder.
My parents' chickens are missing out.
Yeah, tough times. Tough times. It got real cold back then.
I like the 15-foot praying mantis in the parking lot.
I saw it from afar, and it reminds me of that stupid steam pig, which caught so much flack, rightfully so. Okay, 2 years now, there's been large, oversized statue-type things. The first year was a imitation of the Loch Ness Monster that was placed in the river downtown.
That's actually kind of cool.
That was not cool.
That was cool. The stupid pig made out of steel and barrels and dumb crap was not cool.
Did you ever notice it had a beehole?
Did it really?
It did. It looked like it was about the size you could shove a basketball through.
Oh, no way.
Right in the back under its tail.
That is how much attention I paid to it. I just know whenever I'd see it, I would get so, so angry.
Yeah.
I would be so perturbed. I mean, who's... Oh, man. Art is a joke. And it didn't help last year. There was a news story about a couple of these stupid hippies getting all up in arms about... They thought the voting was going to be done by, like, experts. It's a public forum where citizens, me, whoever wants to, goes and looks at all these stupid pieces of trash posted around the city and texts in a vote or emails in a vote. Well, they were all up in arms that it was regular, all us peons voting on their high work of art.
Hopefully somebody killed them anyway, because
hippies suck. Hippies are worthless.
I'm sure they're the kind of people that think interpretive dance is dance.
Yeah, that's right. Just that slow move. I've actually seen some of those interpretive dance people in this same city. This city's becoming hippie town, man. Be glad, Matt, that you live on the other side of the state.
Oh, yeah. Detroit's great.
and be glad, Ryan, that you live in Religious Town, USA, a little bit west of here. But there's people who I've seen when I've been out to the bars down here. They're like, there's one person like banging on a stupid primitive bongo, and then
God,
some
break
idiot
it.
With like dreadlocks wearing like a hemp dress who no doubt stinks like feces,
doing
this crazy wiggle dance that looks like nothing. Just looks like they're totally strung out on any type of drug they could
that's
find.
That's hot.
That's the term I was going to use.
God, I hate hippies.
Oh, they really are a drain on
this
society.
If I ever become president, my first act will be the Kill Hippie Act. And everyone will be required, not allowed to, but required to kill hippies.
So are you for or against legalizing pot?
I can't tell.
I'm actually okay with it.
Okay.
But I'm against hippies.
Good.
Smoke weed, but don't be an annoying ass hippie.
Don't get the lifestyle down, is what you're saying.
Just smoke some weed and be normal.
Say no to dreadlocks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you want to braid your stupid long hair that your parents didn't care enough to tell you you look retarded, then you deserve it.
Goddamn hippies.
It can't be washed.
Oh, no, it can't. People are like, oh, I love it, man. It's like a part of me. Yeah, is it going to be a part of you when I buzz your head when you sleep, you idiot? Love to take a dreadlock. You know, you see those ones that, you know, they're like... Probably
inch around,
like, and just beat people with it.
No,
you know?
It's good to swing them by it. You pick them up and you swing them around like a ball and chain.
It's like we're playing a Nintendo game where that's one of the moves.
There's
like,
so much grease in their hair.
Yeah. I don't know how people can be. How do those people get significant others that care about their existence? I will never understand.
Those people are also hippies.
Good point. Stink. You know, flocks to stink, I suppose.
Is that how you met your wife?
Oh, come on.
Shared odors.
Hey, I notice you stink and like computers. I also stink and enjoy computers. We should go to the computer bar.
We should hang out. Yeah, we should go to the local computer bar.
Go to the internet cafe, baby.
Where we can get some of the newest green tea and talk about the newest. And we can talk about the newest Windows platforms.
What happened?
Hey, how's your Flash BIOS? You know what that means.
MS-DOS is sweet. What's MS-DOS?
It's a command line.
Shut up.
Shut up's a command line.
How did this happen?
C:\shut it.
Okay. C:, for sure. I see one colon. It's looking right at me.
I like the idea. Now, Ryan doesn't have glasses, but I just like the idea of Ryan sitting in a lab at whatever stupid school he's at, punching away on his keyboard.
I was going to say.
Some other girl coming up going, I see you like computers. The thought of a computer bar where it's just bars with like computer magazines and like, instead of like sports jerseys and like sports newspapers framed on the wall, it's old Apple computers.
Bill,
like
Bill Gates standing there, all Superman posed, but still Bill Gatesy looking.
So 5'2", 120 pounds.
While this is terrible for me, this is brutal for my wife.
Real bummer you got locked down with this loser.
Yeah.
Can't play this for her.
On the bright side, though, she does like sports more than Ryan.
True.
Which is a bonus for her. I don't want to call it masculinity, but we'll do that anyway because I don't know her that well.
Someone has to be the guy in the relationship.
Someone's got
to
wear the pants.
Right.
Someone has to wear. Does she lay out your clothes for you and tell you if you don't wear them, we're not.
No, I get my own clothes.
You wear your own clothes? Okay, that's good.
From Fashion Bug.
Blaine Bryant. Orders from a catalog. Hey, sweetie, get another coupon.
You're a girl.
What the? No. Oh. I wear dress pants and shirts and ties.
It goes from a lack of masculinity to now he's a female.
Check out these pleated khakis, hon.
What do you think?
I'd say
eh?
Very nice.
No, very. They got to be capris.
Should I go with a tan loafer?
Capris?
Capris.
I might as well jump in. 100%.
Yeah.
That's just gay.
You strike me as the kind of guy who'd shave your legs, Ryan. You shave your legs?
If he had hair.
If he could grow it anywhere other than his chin and lip. Right?
The stuff on his lip.
F you both.
The stuff on the lip just fell off that guy the other night. That's all that is.
He just hadn't showered to get rid of it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's pasted down, not by Elmer's.
So anyway, Ryan, how's it going?
You know, it's good to see you. You know, I missed you.
I hate you both.
We'll get to something with Ryan a little bit later that we want to talk about, but right now we're going to avoid him. because I think he's angry. No, we came in here today with a probably less prep than usual, and if I could say so myself, quite the accomplishment in doing that.
Yeah.
Because we do not prep very much.
I didn't even know I was supposed to be doing this till I was halfway here.
Yeah. Yeah, there is some things that it might not have happened again today, but here we are. Matt and Ryan both brought a couple stories that they want to talk about and that they found on the internet interesting that we might be able to have some giggles with, if you will. I myself did not do that. I didn't bring anything to the table today. I didn't even bring headphones.
He brought a book.
I brought a book. I didn't know how late Matt was going to be. I was going to do some reading. Turns out Ryan was just interesting enough to kill 20 minutes. We were fringe opening book time, though. I was reaching.
Yeah. So, well, should I start with the plane crash?
Let's start with the bummer.
All right. So, as we all know, I am captain of kill people at air shows.
Oh, if
I have anything to do with an air show, someone's going to die, as exhibited by the wing walker at the show I happen to be at. Luckily,
still crazy.
Left before he went splat. Mm-hmm. And this one out in Reno, I'm sure you guys have heard about it. 9 people died.
Yeah.
Guy flying a P-51 Mustang. It's an old World War II fighter plane. I saw a video of it. It's all over YouTube.
Yeah.
He nosedived the ground like he was a Japanese guy taking out a ship.
It's come out now that he blacked out.
The G's probably for
he probably yeah. and he, but he definitely did black out, and that's what caused you 74.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Who the hell lets a 74-year-old man fly an airplane anymore?
And here's the kicker with this whole story is that this guy is a known Hollywood stunt flyer. He's flown in movies in the last few, like, I never saw the movie Amelia, obviously, about Amelia Earhart. He was a stunt flyer in there, or stunt pilot, I should say.
Well, yeah, he did it 50 years ago, back when he had his eyeballs still.
I don't know how a 74-year-old thinks he can physically maintain and hold up with that.
I'm adding, as president, to my Kill Hippies Act, Kill Old People Act.
Oh, God.
They do suck at driving.
So he should fly an airplane at an air show where people gather to watch.
It's bad. They said, in the last how many years, 19 people, at more than that probably now, because when I first read this story, it got updated. When I first read this story, only 3 had died because the plane plunged into the
it went into the
grandstand,
crowd.
Into the bleachers.
Somebody got chopped by the propeller, probably.
Could you imagine being in those bleachers and sitting there and you see...
Man.
I wonder when he's going to pull up.
Yeah.
He's not pulling up yet.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet trick.
Ruh-ro.
Yeah.
Whammo.
He probably ejected right there at ejection seats with a P-52.
I could see that he's sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, man. But that's
actually what happened. He was trying to get to the early bird special and fell asleep at the wheel and just crashed it into the crowd of people.
I wish
the other people didn't die, but I'm glad he did.
But
what a jerk.
Yeah, because he deserves
he does. He's 74 and thinks he can fly a freaking plane.
Take that, old man who likes a hobby.
Well, that's not a hobby. That is a profession. That is a skill. When you're 74, you don't have professions or skills.
I agree with you. I think what we really need to think about
crapping yourself isn't a skill at 74.
I presume you heard the story the following day, the West Virginia air show, where another plane crashed.
Oh, yeah.
As well. I think we can blame all of these on Matt.
Yeah.
Your premonition one day prior, which is posted on our Facebook, I actually pulled the conversation history that Matt and I had where he predicted somebody was going to die.
Well, who talks about an air show if a crash doesn't happen? Yeah. Nobody comes home and goes, they took off and flew around for a minute, then landed. It was amazing. You only hear about air shows in the news if somebody crashes into the stands and chops people with the propeller of the plane.
Something happens. I like the image of that. It reminds me of the scene in Titanic. You know, it got a lot of attention where the boat is sinking, and you just see that one poor guy falling down the side of the boat and body flailing. Just the idea of a Final Destination-style death. With this plane propeller flying into the...
It's like an itchy and scratchy cartoon where the person's cut like 20 times, but they're still stacked, and then a breeze comes and they fall over like a bunch of salami slices on the ground.
We're very sympathetic.
Yeah, bummer.
But no, seriously, I mean, it's been a pretty... I don't know at this point how you could go to an air show.
They should be illegal. There's no point.
What's the point? Yeah. There's plenty of videos out there at this point. You want to see a F-14 Tomcat or an F-16, whatever. Pull up a YouTube video, or go near an Air Force base. Watch them take off. I don't care.
Yeah.
But these things are becoming so unsafe, and it's part pilot error, it's part,
letting old people fly.
Yeah.
It's completely his fault, 100%. Yeah. I don't care if the plane's wings fell off, it's his fault.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors going into why air shows should not be what they are, an attraction, a paid attraction at this point, you know.
They're death traps.
The danger there is just unreal. So still glad you got out of there. Well, more, I don't care about you, but I'm still glad your wife and son got out of there before
it
hit the fan about 3-4 weeks ago at the air show you went to. So it's good to hear. But I think that'll do it for our hard-hitting talk for today.
So there's hard-hitting, yeah.
There's you Death could, of the Day update.
Yeah,
well,
for anybody interested, turn your computers back on now, and you can listen again.
Nobody's interested or listening.
The bummer is over with. I would like to think that there's an outside chance that people actually do care about us talking about a serious news story in this light, but they don't. And if you do, let us know, because I enjoy talking about this, you know.
If you enjoy me giving you the mental image of a baby being chopped by an airplane propeller, let us know on Facebook.
Man, if there's anybody who had anything happen to a relative or something in that air crash, and you're
nobody's listening to us in Reno, Nevada.
The show's heard.
No, lost it.
Used to be.
Yeah.
So maybe we got some holdovers from that 8-month layoff that a little off topic held.
I'm sure.
Speaking of which, you're listening to a little off topic. I guess I should say that for the first time today.
Who are these people?
Yeah. What did I click on, honey? That goes for you, Timbo, and your old wife in Albany. There's a shout out.
Give it a phone number. It's an email address.
As always, you can find us at find us on Facebook. I actually did make.
Here comes a 20-minute intro of how you can find us.
Kyle here went and changed the Facebook address to facebook.com/a little off topic. You know who hasn't even done that yet? Free beer and hot wings.
I don't know what that means.
Instead
but
of
well
having
done,
a facebook.com/ numbers.
There has been free beer hot wings for the longest time. Yeah.
No, agree to disagree. But no, easier to find us in there. You don't have to search facebook.com/
I still don't know what that means.
Facebook?
That's okay.
It's a social networking medium.
Oh,
it's on this thing called the internet.
It's more about younger people.
Oh, it's the interwebs thing.
Yeah,
I got you.
Okay. Use that Internet Explorer type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Netscape for Matt.
Oh, okay.
Netscape for Matt.
AOL.
AOL. You any of those discs?
No, I need
700 free hours a month.
Get off. Those are mine.
Find us there. Email us at asktheinterns@gmail.com. The Podomatic's still up and running. I haven't checked it in about 3 weeks because we haven't been here. But it's asktheinterns.podomatic.com. We did upgrade to the Pro. So we do have unlimited space. The downside of that is we are paying for it. So any shekels you can kick in are much appreciated. If you go to the Podomatic page for us, you'll see a donate via PayPal jar that'll go right to us. Whatever money you donate, always greatly appreciated. It'll go right to it goes to beer one,
weed
two, last minute vote for hookers at three. And then if there's any excess, we throw it towards the Pro account on Podomatic.
Those are some cheap hookers.
Just the way I like them.
Nobody knows how many donations we get. Could be in the hundreds.
Yeah.
Of pennies.
Yeah. No, but seriously, thanks to everybody who's done that before. And if you're interested, again, the Podomatic page is a donate via PayPal jar right on there. So let's get back to the funny, guys.
Time to get uplifting. Enough talking about death. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. A 39-year-old hunter, he was out hunting with a group, and he was killed by a grizzly bear.
Let's get away from that.
This one I'm actually excited about, because if you go out and say, I'm going to kill a ferocious bear, you deserve to die.
You really do. It's these people like Ted Nugent and things like that. I don't care about Ted Nugent. But these people who always think they need the rush. What kind of rush is there in putting deer piss all over your body, hiding in the weeds, and killing a defenseless, beautiful animal in a deer? I don't care if you're a hunter. If you get off on that type of stuff, there's issues.
Serial killers.
It's exactly. I don't. Call it the thrill. What thrill is there? Falling asleep in the woods at 4 a.m. I have my best friend is a hunter. He's tried to explain it to me before. I cannot buy into the fact that laying in the bushes in the middle of, you know, what is it, 30 degrees in the morning in November here in Michigan.
Snowing.
Yeah. And to the idea, I'm going to get that. Gonna get that little effort.
I'm actually okay with bear hunting because stuff like this happens. Nobody ever gets killed by a deer. So. Yeah. Whatever. You want to go out there and try to hunt a bear, that's cool, but you might end up like this idiot who got killed.
What are the details? Where was it? And, I mean, he shot it, I believe, in the arm, right?
Yeah, well, it was on the Idaho-Montana border, and he and another...
Sounds like an idiot would do that there.
Another guy, they had both shot it, and it was like, no way, buddy.
Oh, boy.
So it charged at the younger guy, I think he was 20, and the guy who died was 39. He started screaming to distract the bear, and the bear was like, okay, I'll kill you then.
Yeah.
So the bear ran over and hit him.
Oh, my God. You know, If my brain ever breaks and I decide I want to go bear hunting, so we're talking a hypothetical that is never going to happen. The one thing I would make sure of is that the gun I had would be powerful enough to take down a bear.
Who takes a gun bear hunting that doesn't kill a bear?
When did he bring out the airsoft gun from a Christmas story?
He either brought a .22 or he can't shoot anything.
Yeah. I mean, make sure you're going to do the job. Bears aren't going to
bring
be
a cannon if I go bear hunting.
This isn't a deer. Where
shotgun. Slug shots.
Yeah. From a close range.
When you piss off a bear, they don't run away. They come rip your face off.
When you wound a deer, they run away and die, and you follow the trail of blood like a sick animal sociopath you are.
Licking your way there.
Yeah. Hunters like deer
gutting
blood.
It.
My favorite part of this story, though, I'm reading it, and it says about halfway through that some wildlife officials came out, and they found the guy's body. Mm-hmm. They flew it to a crime lab for an autopsy.
Man, probably a lot of possible causes of death.
What happened here? There's a bear claw in his face.
Yeah, the bear actually lodged.
I believe he had cancer.
The bear actually lodged a claw in his stomach. You know, I don't know. He could have eaten it.
Good use of taxpayer funds right there.
Yeah, so not only is he stupid enough for shooting a bear, he's also costing taxpayers dollars.
Somehow, it's almost...
What a jerk.
Again, shoot a bear, make sure it's dead, but the guy had to come. This
says it's a 400-pound bear. Guy's quote, that's a good-sized grizzly bear, you think?
Almost exactly. It felt like he was in the room.
We went to Idaho.
Yeah, no kidding. You're living there. There's something wrong with you.
I hate hunters. Kill them, too.
That reminds me of that story. It's actually a documentary now, Grizzly Man.
Oh, yeah. He's
where
an idiot.
Where he lived with the bears. That falls under the hippie category as well.
Yeah, he was
a
hippie
bear. He
thought
he could live with the bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing he got eaten.
To his credit, he lasted, I think, almost a year.
Did you ever, like, watch it?
No.
The bears would come up. Like, he would go out and, let's say Ryan's a bear. I'm sitting right next to him. And he'd go up and, like, talk to him and stuff, and the bear would get pissed because it's a bear.
Yeah,
and it would stand up, and
he
would
understand
stand
English
up.
Either. You
well,
idiot.
He'd stand up and go, "No, bear, no, you go away, bear."
You're kidding.
And the bears usually would, but finally the bear was like, "I don't want to. I want to eat you and your girlfriend instead."
Wait a minute, times are tough. I think I'll eat you now.
You know he's saying the bear necessities to him 24/7.
Yeah. Showed him the video clip. Look,
it's you.
I'll be Mowgli. You be Baloo. Come on, buddy. Let's be friends.
Want a belly rub?
Shere Khan's a dick. Let's go.
And, that reminds me of that because it falls into the hippie category. What kind? He lasted a year. Pretty impressive.
There's only one way you go when you live with bears.
Yeah,
you
die.
End up eaten by them.
Yep. So, but thank you for that. I appreciate Matt's two uplifting stories today.
Of death.
Death. For crying out loud.
More people died with Purple Heart Matt coming up on our next episode.
Next week, stay tuned. Purple Heart causes more death and destruction. Listen in for your daily dose of uplifting. I feel like I'm listening to Delilah.
Yeah.
You know, she's uplifting radio, even though she's had like four divorces, yet she doles out relationship advice.
People like death and gore.
They do.
It sells.
It's morbid curiosity.
Yeah.
That's why everyone slows down at the scene of an accident.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see people's body parts all over the place.
Yeah. To my own credit, I actually did do some show prep, guys.
Lies.
Did you wipe your butt before you came here?
I hope so. That was first.
It's very stinky.
That was first. Second was about 3 minutes before you got here, Matt. I printed off a list.
Ooh.
And I figured this would be good because I always like reliving my childhood memories. I don't know if anybody else does.
Dad, knock it off. Come on, Dad.
But here's,
you know I don't like that.
The only problem with this list might be.
Let me show you where to put it.
The only problem with this list, I'm powering
to move
through
on.
This. Swear to God, I'm powering through this. The only problem with.
All right, fine. Just get it over with. Don't forget to get Mom.
Someone's got to run the camera, son.
The only problem with childhood discussion is that maths are going to be a little different because we're not going to want to hear about bell bottoms and the advent of color television.
You know I like Astroglide.
76 all of a
sudden?
You're
like 30, are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, I just thought you were 30.
What the hell? You look like you're 42.
Oh,
leave me out of
this.
Get
the hell out of here. Don't give me that nonsense, Mr. War Veteran.
Hat or not, we know you have no hair, so shut
I have hair. It's just receding and thinning.
Sucks to be you.
I'll make it
like
to 30.
45-year-old man.
Yeah, I'm pushing to 30. I like how throwing stones. Yeah, we see that hat. Yeah, Matt's wearing a hat as well.
It's comfortable.
I believe we've both received criticism for our receding hairlines.
I didn't know that.
Take your hat off.
I'm suddenly sad.
God, that is
nice
ugly,
forehead,
bro.
Jerk.
Put your hair back. That's the real telltale. You don't try to pull that comb over on me.
No, he looks fine. He's gonna have that.
I'm normal.
Yeah.
He's gonna have that W shape in his hair.
W.
Where it recedes back in two lines.
You're gonna have a Q in yours. What the hell are you talking about? Hair resembles letters now. That looks a lot like a capital F to me.
Capital F.
You old jerk.
But no, I printed out this list of the top 90s Nickelodeon shows that should be brought back to television, and this hits home to me. I don't know about you guys, but I watched that lineup almost daily, you know, the classic children's shows, and I figured I'd take some guesses. What do you got?
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Surprisingly, not on there, but that was a favorite.
I love that show.
And I tell you what, if we watched it right now, it would fall apart. I guarantee we'd look at it and say, we were broken as children. How is this scary?
This is terrible.
It's like Kermit the Frog somehow, and he's like a killer. Oh my God, I can't watch it.
It would still get me, I think.
Would it?
Giant pussy.
Do this. I think what we should do as an experiment is you need to pull up some YouTube clips of this show and show it to your son.
He's two, and I'm not going to
see if he laughs at it, and then we'll really feel like a couple of pussies.
He doesn't sleep at night as it is, so
bummer.
We're not going to ruin that.
I believe the guest was Rugrats. I believe that's still on air.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yes, I think.
I don't know how it hasn't ended.
Yeah, okay.
These children should be 25 by now.
Didn't they have an episode where they were adults in the show or something?
Yeah. That would be a funny Rugrats if they actually just followed the age progression. The Rugrats still airing on Nickelodeon at like 10 in the morning are just smoking 30. And going through midlife crises.
One of them's died of a heroin overdose.
Yeah. The stupid, ugly, redheaded one is married to one of the ugly girls on the show. They have to talk about whether they want an abortion or not. It's just really serious life matters.
Tommy and Chucky get it on. They decided they were going to be gay.
Cheating on significant others.
Which one was the bitch older sister? Angela?
Angela. Right. Yeah. She was the babysitter. Man, I forget.
She definitely had four kids by now.
That was one of my all-time that was my all-time favorite shows right there.
Good memories. Okay, then
I will give you a hint.
Doug.
Doug is on the list. Yeah. It is number
show.
Four.
Quail Man.
Number four on the list. Yeah, it was a little bit of a different vein. Like you look at it, and it's like, how does this fit as a children's show? But it was a classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It reminded me of Hey Arnold. Anybody ever watch that with the football head? Yeah, it's kind of the same.
He had
same
a badass vein. Room. He did. He had he'd come in, flip a switch, stereo, lights.
They write about it. It's no wonder Nick included Doug in its 90s or all that lineup. Who couldn't identify with the lead character, the youthful everyman, with his aw shucks demeanor, his tortured crush on, wait for this one, Patty Mayonnaise.
I was going to say Patty Mayonnaise. I remember
I forgot
that
was her name.
Yeah.
What, talk about a rip-up. Man, if you created Popeye with olive oil, you see Patty Mayonnaise, and you're pissed off shaking your fist somewhere right now. His friendship with Skeeter and conflicts with Roger. I don't remember any of that. Doug
Roger
represented everything we felt as we came of age. So, yeah, Doug is number four on the list out of the...
Wasn't Skeeter green?
Skeeter was green.
Yeah. Why didn't they just make him brown?
Well, because...
They weren't diverse enough, I suppose.
We want to have diversity, but not too much.
We don't want to get racial. Actually just said, we got to have a different, a different ethnicity. Green.
Make the biracial kid look like he's made of seaweed. Great plan, Nickelodeon. Way to teach kids equality.
Any other guesses? I can say for one of these, I know for a fact one of the members is still active in television today.
I have two guesses.
Hit me.
All That and Kenan and Kel.
Boom! The two and three choices. All That, I actually forgot about All That. But yeah, you're talking Kenan Thompson was on that show as well, the sketch comedy show, a children's version of Saturday Night Live.
Fat even then?
Yeah. God, how do you not even look at yourself at the progression of 20 years and go, this is bummer.
Yeah.
On that show, they had that really fat girl. Remember her?
Yes!
And the intro had like them jumping on trampolines and stuff. Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah, what a bummer for that.
Ooh, I just got one. How about Pete and Pete?
Pete and Pete not on the show.
No.
That was the weirdest show I think I've ever seen.
I never watched that one.
Oh, boy, it was creepy. Yeah. I did not enjoy it as much.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. Going back to All That, it actually launched a career as Amanda Bynes. Still
still where she is. She was in Easy A, and that's the last I saw her in.
She's still attractive, so good for her.
She had a TV show for a while.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
I
think it was
on
like a CW or something.
With Jenny Garth, who used to do 90210.
Yeah, talk about bringing back the oldies to here today.
Yeah.
How do we feel, guys? I miss you, 90s. But yeah, Kenan Thompson, I believe he's active on Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah, that's enough.
I thought I saw him. I don't watch that piece of trash.
He's their go-to, we need a black guy skit.
Oh, is he now?
Yeah. When, whether the black guy is skinny or
when
fat,
when they need
Kenan.
A really black guy and they can't use Fred Armisen as a knockoff, they have to go to Kenan Thompson.
No, we need him to really be black. Yeah, he can't be Mexican.
We can't over-make up Armisen this week. Bring in Thompson. Oh, he hasn't lost weight yet. Ooh, big shocker there.
I think he's done Barack Obama and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, not even close.
What happened to Kel? From Kenan and
Kel. What a bummer for that guy.
I've actually...
Orange soda a-hole.
For anybody who reads TMZ, every now and again, they always do these where they randomly catch up with, this is what they look like now, and I don't know, I forget how long ago, but they had like a Kel.
He's a girl.
He's aged poorly. He looks like he's been aging with cocaine in his system pretty continually.
Wasn't he like stereotypically... The stereotypical black guy at that show, too?
To a degree. He was the dumb guy on the show.
Okay.
Kenan and Kel, if I remember, didn't they work at a grocery store?
I think
always
so.
Good Burger,
high,
wasn't
good,
it?
Yeah, you're right, because they made the piece of trash movie about that as well.
They had a movie?
Yeah.
So what's number one?
To our young minds, Kenan and Kel seemed like the funniest show on TV. Yes, the orange soda bit was stupid. That's right. Kel loved orange soda.
He put it in his cereal.
Oh, my. Come to think about it. Man.
I'm glad he has no life then.
Why don't they have him eating ribs, cornbread, grits, and Welch's grape while they're at it? For crying out loud, of course it's orange
Who's
soda.
Who's the racist one now, audience?
No, I'm just saying. Why couldn't they? Yeah.
Glad you took that mantle
well, no,
up from
why
me.
Couldn't,
thank you.
Why not just orange soda? Of course.
At least it wasn't grape.
Yeah, good point. Number one, no further guesses?
I don't know.
I can't.
Still
I was 37 at the time.
I don't
so.
Even know if she's active on television today, but she had another hit show after this one.
Who?
Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Clarissa Explains It All.
She's got a show right now that's out.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
What was that one
I'm
called?
I'm a big fan of her.
Sabrina, right?
She's Sabrina the Teenage
Witch. And then,
come on. Tell me you didn't have a crush on Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
I wanted
Sabrina
to do...
Days.
No, even Clarissa. I wanted to do Clarissa.
Me too.
Bad.
Did you?
About a year ago, I downloaded all of Sabrina the Teenage Witch to rewatch it. I don't know why.
I do.
You actually did? You actually did.
Yeah. All seven seasons.
You must be joking.
Oh, my God, I hate you.
You watched seven seasons of a 1990s Nickelodeon
Get
show.
Get away from me. Your gaze going to rub off on
You're
me.
You're married in your 20s.
I did this before I was married.
I don't care. You were with a significant other, were you not?
Yes.
You downloaded a 1990s pretty female-centric television show.
I like Melissa Joan Hart.
You had a hard time finding the remote, didn't you?
Up your butt.
I hate you.
Keister.
I know where it is.
Of course you do. It's with you right now.
I cannot. What a shocking revelation.
It's not shocking.
Yeah, that's a good point. I actually thought it'd be something like if Ryan were to look at me and if I were to look at Ryan and judge him, which I do anyway, and he were to say, I downloaded seven seasons and watched all of blank, I would guess Star Trek, whatever stupid animated Star Wars show they've come out with.
Well.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch is a real surprise to me.
Not me.
Seven What? Give me your highlight of the Sabrina the Teenage Witch run on television. Did Melissa Joan Hart have to ever hide a pregnancy because she was in her mid-20s during that show?
That would have been sweet.
Did you still giggle at Salem the Black Cat?
He made me laugh.
Of course he did. You idiot. You invalid. I can't believe you actually
How did you
that.
Trick a woman into marrying
no
you?
No kidding.
It's not like I sat there every day until I was done.
So here's what's
I watched
happening
it when I was bored.
Yeah, here's what's happening on a Sunday afternoon last fall. Let me break this down for you. Ryan's now wife, Sarah, is sitting on the couch watching a Lions game.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be the Jets. It doesn't matter.
Drinking
it's a, close
a beer
game,
in her football jersey.
Getting excited. And Ryan from the kitchen, could you keep it down, honey? I'm watching Sabrina, okay? It's season 4, episode 8. And I swear to God, I don't know if she's going to be able to meet her aunts in whatever cloud place they go to talk to the witch person.
Shut up, Ryan. Get me a beer.
Okay.
Or I'll hit you again. I don't know why she had a man voice. That was very insulting to her.
Once again, this turns on my wife.
They both can't be chick voices.
That's
so.
A good point.
God,
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
All seven
I was bored. Oh.
I don't care if you were
so
bored.
So take a nap or take
Read
a dump.
Read a book, you
I
animal.
Refuse to nap.
We're not getting into this
You
right
get
now.
Weirder and weirder with each sentence. You watch girl shows and you don't nap.
What a loser.
Good God.
What the?
You
I want to swear so GD bad.
You should.
You do watch girl shows. Tell me how Sabrina the Teenage Witch is not a female.
I'm not saying it's not.
Man, I appreciate your honesty, but I don't know how you're getting all up in arms at our dismay and shock that you downloaded all seven seasons of it.
Can we wrap this up, guys? There's a big Gilmore Girls marathon tonight that I got to get home to.
I don't watch that. Joe does.
Oh, you're a real man,
they
then.
They watched a, I know it only lasted one season, guys, but the Melrose Place Reincarnation DVD's coming out. I got to get home.
No. Never watched
the
it.
The grief I caught on the network.
I'm so pissed.
For downloading and watching all seven seasons of Entourage.
At least it's a dude show.
I'm not defending it. It's a nerd thing to do. But again, I'm an adult watching an adult program. There's boobs. They're in that program.
I know there are. I've seen the
Spoiler
show.
Spoiler alert.
There are boobs in Dexter.
I saw. I know there are. I saw them and turned it off and got away from that.
And went
said,
on my
no,
computer
thank
and, said,
you.
And said, this is gross. And I pulled up Sabrina. Mid-season oh, five.
But, no, thank you, man.
I mean, that's like you said, it's a guy show, you know,
yeah.
Typically. I'm 24. I'm not downloading Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Ryan is pretty perturbed. Phone set on silent. My apologies.
Good job there, guy.
But I appreciate the revelation. I'm sure that will never come back to haunt you. While we're on a stash roll here, Ryan, why don't we go to, I believe you printed off a couple of stories as well. Why don't you?
Maybe I'm too pissed to read them.
One can only hope.
We get out of here earlier.
Okay, no.
You wouldn't be the first storm out. I'll say that. It's happened before. I've been the culprit. But no, Ryan brought in a couple stories as well. I only know the headlines, so I'm excited to hear the actual
so
story.
So this one made me laugh when I saw it. Mm-hmm. It's teenage lesbian crime spree is interrupted by alleged lion.
We could stop this headline at teenage lesbian crime spree, and I'm already watching that TV show. Ryan's turning the channel. But I'm tuning in.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, you probably
someone get some wiener in this, and I'll stick around.
Damn it!
could use some real man.
Somebody better gay
this
lesbo stuff up real quick.
Some of these couple broads that are attractive kissing.
No, they
won't. Buddy, come look at this! Can you believe this? Sorry, Ryan, continue. It's totally out of line.
All right, Mr.
Can't
Gay
believe,
Man, what's
can't
the rest
believe
of your
that
story?
Happened. I apologize.
Okay. Starts off, how could you possibly improve the story of two 19-year-old women falling
Sabrina.
In love and going...
Who are you asking? Us or Ryan?
And going on a summer-long crime spree? What if I told you a lion was involved? Okay, this is allegedly... it takes place in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Losers.
The land of lions.
So...
yeah. Noted lion presence
Everyone
in Pennsylvania.
Everyone has one there.
I visited Gettysburg, and I swear, you have to be on the lookout, man, because you can't park your car... Next thing you know, there's a lion at the door.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. It happens all over.
Damn those lions.
All over the place in Pennsylvania.
So, what has been confirmed, that the woman burglarized 29 homes and stole an impressive variety of stuff. Everything from flat-screen TVs to facial creams. Here's a list of what they stole. Jewelry, video games, cameras, laptops, watches, $22,000 in cash,
ooh.
Euros, pesos, poker chips, $2 bills, toy ponies, toy cars... Toilet paper, a .22 caliber revolver, a Sony PlayStation, a Nintendo Wii, knives, autographed baseballs, crazy glue, lubricated condoms.
Yes, there it is!
What do they need those for?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Ryan doesn't know.
A Virgin Mary statue, sneakers, iPods, and baby lotion. There are even reports of missing ice cream.
So, let me get this here. Not only were they on this theft ring... To, you know, gain money, obviously. It's usually the point of a theft spree is to gain items of value. But they were living off of this. That's toilet paper.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned a lotion.
Yeah.
So toilet paper. And so they're actually like, yeah, you know, put the flat screen in the back. I got to go get some TP.
Take a big dump.
Yeah, I got to go drop one.
These
I'll
chicks are probably so hot.
No, oh, they were.
I bet you. Did you see pictures?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't trust your opinion anyway.
It probably looked like the girls from Monster with Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
It was
no
them.
Eyebrowed, yeah. Slightly overweight. One's totally overweight.
So the TV they stole, it was a 55-inch TV.
Nice.
They didn't carry it they didn't put it in a car. They carried it down the street back to their place.
Oh, so they weren't even smart enough to do this... theft spree outside of their own neighborhood.
Yeah. How does the lion come into the story?
Okay, let me look here.
Hang on one moment. Let's discuss the implications of the lubricated condoms.
Okay. It's to hide things with.
Either somebody's lying in that relationship. How would that be for funny? Like, you know how you see in movies where they'll put both suspects in separate rooms and try to get one to turn on the other?
Yeah.
One of the lesbians. Oh, yeah? You know what the other one stole? You know what Butch one stole? Condoms. She wouldn't! Yeah. She wouldn't do that!
Apparently, this crime spree was their shopping, the way of their shopping, like you were saying, mm-hmm. that they were doing this to sustain themselves.
Yeah, they're just living. They go, get the Cheez-Its.
It wasn't for drugs, surprisingly.
I am pretty surprised by that.
But apparently, the lion, it turns out they went to rob someone's house, and they alleged that a lion attacked them, so they bolted.
Seriously?
Yeah.
They're really stupid.
That was the excuse. I wonder if the police even bothered to check up on that alibi of saying that.
They are. It says police were continuing to check the home that reportedly held the lion.
It ended up being a pit bull.
I'm
going to
go ahead and throw out a spoiler.
It's a heavy cat.
Yeah. Sleeping.
It's a tabby laying in the
corner. Oh, my God!
Yeah, yeah. Spoiler alert, probably not a lion for anybody looking for a follow-up on that story.
Yeah, probably.
Unreal. What a list. Facial creams, lotions, TVs, Wii, cash, toilet paper, Cheez-Its.
Very specific.
Get the white bread. We need sandwiches later.
Oh, no, it's Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
What's your other weirdo story?
This one is kind of, well, I have two weirdo stories. I have one where, in reference to art again, or I have one where a friend does a nice surprise for a friend.
Let's go with the stupid art story. I can make fun of those people easier.
Okay.
They're right downstairs, so.
Yeah, I'm actually going downstairs and do that in a couple minutes, so. By the way, feel free, if you do live in Grand Rapids, please come out and make fun of these invalids.
And vandalize their work.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't recommend that.
But I would.
The cops are everywhere.
I am praying for a weird anomaly of a windstorm.
Yeah.
To just really ravage all these outdoor displays. What a joke. I don't want to get in a rant. Sorry, Ryan, continue.
No, it's okay. So. The question of this, the headline is, should sculptor who shot dog, quote, for art, receive $750,000 in public funds?
Short answer, yes.
Right off the top of my head, I mean, dogs are terrible animals. Clearly, nobody would like those things.
Yeah.
So, clearly, shooting one should result in a windfall.
So, back in 1977, Brooklyn-based artist Tom Otterness, nice name, made a film of himself shooting and killing a dog he adopted from an animal shelter.
Oh, no.
It's art. But it's also evidence of an act of animal cruelty, which is why
Who said it's art? The article?
I think he did. The man did. Tom did.
If this happened in 1977, why is it just now being discussed?
I don't know. Because it says, in the 34 years since releasing the dog movie titled Shot Dog Film, real clever, too.
So is artists, man. They don't pull any punches. Hey, get right to the point.
Come see my movie about shooting dogs. It's called Shot Dog
Film. They're super ambiguous. Like, it's a picture of the ocean with the beach, and they're like, tidal wave of emotion, or something ridiculous, or shot dog film.
Yeah. since he titled Shot Dog Film, Otterness has become a world-famous public artist. How did that make you famous?
He goes around and shoots people's dogs in funny poses.
There's something like this, and I think it ended up being just a viral thing. Do you remember a couple of years ago of a guy who would take, he had him like in an art gallery, a dog, he was starving, the dog was like chained, and people were all up in arms. But I think it ended up coming out that it was a farce.
Oh, thank God.
But... yeah, what does it even mention? Did you read through?
I think I know how it works.
Know why it took 34 years to come to light of how did he get the $750,000?
I think it's one of those things where it was like a pay over time type thing, maybe from the city, because it's the citizens of SF, San Francisco, that are up in arms about this.
Did he get public funds for like a new art project? Is that what it is?
Probably.
He calls it SF.
Well, like it's his hometown.
My homeland.
Yeah, it is.
The people back home.
My homies back in SF, S City, right? I'm assuming the fact that it's been 34 years that he has now received a public fund, I'm just extrapolating this on my own, the $750,000 is public funds for a new art project he wants to do.
Yeah, he...
new dog to shoot.
Yeah.
Well, San Francisco animal rights supporters oppose Otterness's receipt of $750,000 to make his funny little people statues.
Yeah, see,
they, the mayor, Ed Lee, put the project on hold pending an investigation.
Do you think when he did the shooting dog art that he, like, posed him like the dogs playing poker and, like, got him all dressed up and then just shot him? Yeah. And then he stepped back with a shotgun and just blasted all the dogs?
You know his next one is going to strap explosives to the dog. Just
done and done.
You know, I'm going to be devil's advocate here. I see nothing wrong with him receiving these public funds. Fact of the matter is he did something really dumb 34 years ago. If he wasn't prosecuted for it or got in trouble for it 34 years ago, why punish the guy now for something he else wants to do? Granted, $750,000 for any loser artist is stupid.
Yeah, that's insane. I need $750,000 because I'm going to make an art in the bathroom here in a minute.
It being in San Francisco makes sense.
Yeah.
Ryan, tell me, the politics of your homeland, does that make sense? The $750,000 for some loser art project?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've gotten in touch with my people.
I use all my grants on dildos and sex swings, so I don't know what they do.
Could you send a mass text to your folk and see what their thoughts are on this? Maybe we can get an instant response.
I hate...
Come on, text the gay people you know.
All of them.
It's gonna be he looked at his phone.
We'll wait.
I only know one gay person.
Yeah, she checked if someone was listening live and maybe they heard this and wanted to chime in.
Listening live.
I was going to say, that seems... undoable.
But again, I got to play the devil's advocate. If you're dumb enough to give $750,000 for an art project, I see you can't punish the guy for something that happened 34 years ago. Punish him then.
You know, these are the same people that give collegiate level grants for dumb things like, what do you do while you sleep?
Yeah.
Do you have to produce results when you get a grant like that to make something? Like, do you have to show, like, could I get a grant and then spend $20 to make
public
some
funds?
Crap statue?
Yeah, I'm sure you'd have to show an outcome like that. You actually did make a statue. But whether it looks good or not.
Right,
sure
can I say,
relative.
I tried, but came up a little short.
They're gnome statues.
Yeah, real good social welfare programming we have in this country to give that much money. Like, I've heard of public grants and, you know, for stupid art, and, like, our own state has done grants for cool cities. Yeah, all right. Hey, you put in a new hot dog place, you're a new cool city. Shut up.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Put those money towards, you know, new history books so people aren't just learning about the Clinton Lewinsky scandal and have no idea what happened in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, get it together.
Government sucks.
That much money. The last thing, should we get to it today or should we put it off again?
Let's do it.
You want to do it?
Yeah. God only knows when we're going to be back together.
And I just want to bring this up because it's something that's always intrigued me too, and I talk about this outside of the podcast. Things that are okay to do by yourself. Now, the reason I bring this up is because it was... Jeez, month and a half, or a month at this point, that the flagship station that the Big Boy Radio Show broadcasts from, and that we are all interns at, held a craft beer festival, okay, where you go, there's a ton of different vendors there, you can get samples of their beer, seminars on what's going on, how to make the beer, whatever it might be. I was given free tickets because I'm an employee here, and I went, and I figured why not? It'd be a decent afternoon.
I was marked for paying.
Ryan paid. didn't even send me a text to see if he could get in for free, but anyway.
I don't abuse things like that.
Ryan was... I wouldn't call it abusing if you just ask. I mean, I go to a minor league hockey game for free. I don't feel like I'm abusing a power, because it's not a power. You know, if it's there, it's there. But Ryan was there. Our very own Ryan. By himself.
Yeah.
He knew in advance that maybe our very own producer, Steve, mm-hmm. would be there. Steve had not responded to anybody all day.
His phone died.
His phone,
That's just what he says.
But, yeah.
I'm sure
he
hates
not
me.
Reply.
I hate me. You hate me.
But is that okay? Is that
I think it's
all acceptable?
Right. I think so.
To go to a craft beer festival, an outdoor thing, just by... What would you... I mean, I showed up with me, a buddy, and my brother.
Yeah.
What would you have done, say, hypothetically, if we didn't go?
I don't know. I
walked around and got drunk.
Yeah.
Looked like a lost puppy when we got there. He's just kind of standing in the... It was in, like, a park.
Yeah.
You know, right. And it was just a fenced-off area. We got there, you know, and along all the sides of this thing are all these tents with the different breweries. And there's Ryan just kind of standing in the middle.
Just chilling
just
out.
Just has his mug and just kind of sitting
for that,
there.
I think for that you have to have a plan. Like, you can't just wander, you know, because then you do end up looking like a lost idiot.
Yeah.
I was trying to find beers that I would like. I didn't want to waste a ticket on a beer because they weren't cheap. They weren't expensive, but it wasn't a lot of beer.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to waste it, you know?
Did they have a list?
Yeah, they did. I was looking. Yeah. I was trying to figure. And some of them, you can't tell what they are from the list. It's just
right. The names are insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
I just thought that it was weird.
Man, I'm not gonna lie. I wanted to bring a friend, yeah, but he wanted to go home and nap.
I know you felt weird about it. See, normal people take naps. I know you felt weird about it too, because as soon as we walked in, you're like, "Oh God,
thank God,
I can't sit next to Dave Kim anymore." Well, because Dave doesn't, you know, Dave knows of you, but Dave, you know, Dave's not buddy. We're not sitting there shooting the breeze with Dave Kim.
And I didn't want to interrupt him while he was working. Yeah. I didn't want to go talk to the staff. They're working. They're volunteering. Mm-hmm. They're not getting paid.
Yeah. So with Steve not there, poor Ryan would have been left hung out to dry, just sitting in the middle of this field. Ended up being a good night, if I recall.
What about paintball? Is that okay to do by yourself? Mm.
Are you working under the idea that you're going to go there and meet up with
jump in a game? Yeah.
I see nothing wrong with that.
I think so.
And that's what I was going to say, because golf.
Golf seems weird to do by yourself.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
I've done it. I like it. I mean, I'm not out there golfing. I'm not turning pro.
Of course not.
I'm there for. I love the golf course. I love being out there. It's peaceful, quiet, whatever. I've done it a couple times to where I'll do that by myself.
I couldn't do that.
No. Really?
No, I'm not good enough.
Socially awkward? Does it look weird when you go up and say? Yeah, you go. I just want to ride nine. You know, does that look weird?
Ride nine.
Yeah.
How very Ryan of you.
Yeah.
Once again.
Yeah, you got the MO, all right? Don't try to shake it now.
To me, if I see somebody golfing by themselves, I say, what a loser. He doesn't even have a friend he can go golfing with.
Yeah, that is the case. So yeah. Not many friends.
That's why you go ride nine and try to find one of them to golf with you.
Maybe one of them catches on. Maybe you got a friend for a while. Seriously, lack of friends. You know, that's what it comes down to. The last one I want to bring up, movie.
No. That's weird.
You think it's weird?
It's weird.
Yeah.
You do a lot of weird stuff.
I love it.
No wonder you don't have a girlfriend.
I think that's...
Get a friend, you loser.
Jesus, this is turning into a real emotional battering.
Yeah, now you know how I feel.
No, I don't.
You guys just suck.
Yeah. No, but listen here, okay? I'm not talking about a Friday night by myself. I'm talking about like a Wednesday at 2 in the afternoon.
Excuses. Lies.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse. I'm just telling you the scenario.
Pathetic, no matter what time of the day it is.
You know, I'm going to defend this here, okay? Why is that weird? Because it's not, even if I go to a movie with a friend, it's not like we're sitting there chit-chatting for 2 hours. And if you are, I hate you.
Yeah, but you can discuss the movie after the fact and enjoy it or complain about it together.
You get up, put on a nice pair of jeans that you don't own.
No, they're jorts.
Go to the movies.
Why would I own jorts or not jeans? What's that all about?
Go to the movies, get your ticket, get your popcorn and your soda.
Yep.
Sits in the back.
Go and sit down.
Stares at the back of girls' heads.
Always. Go sit down, you watch the movie. You get up and leave and go home. That's a waste of 3 hours.
You say it's a waste. I love the movies. I'm a big fan.
Find a friend.
At 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. I mean,
go to the movies when normal people do.
What? I don't understand why this is so out of the norm. Like,
go there and try to meet chicks.
Yeah, because that's what you do. You belly up next to a chick at the movie.
More proof that he's gay, because you think you meet chicks at the movies.
I'm just trying to give him something to do rather than go by himself.
I preferred your first idea. Stare at the back of their heads. Maybe they'll turn around and like you.
Well, we already know you do that anyway.
Well, yeah, it's not going to change.
And when they sit next to you, do you look over and just stare?
You are two of the most socially awkward people I've ever met.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, miss, just because you have a child doesn't mean you can get away with just random... Come on, open up. What's your weirdest social thing you do? I want to make fun of you.
That I do alone?
Yeah.
I don't do anything alone. People like me.
Yeah, well,
take dumps with people. They want to be around me so much.
Oh, you want to be in the stall with me? Come on in.
Yeah.
We'll hang out.
Fine, you can sit on my lap. Whatever.
I don't think it's that weird. I've done, I countless times I've seen a movie by myself. Yeah. Don't sigh at me.
I'll sigh if I want to.
I see nothing wrong.
Well, of course you don't. You're broken.
Yeah, I am broken. I am very lonely, very depressed, very broken.
You play racquetball by yourself, don't you?
Don't play racquetball. Don't know how to. I wish, I'm trying to perfect a way to play baseball by myself, but it is a real chore.
Ride nine and you'll have a whole team.
To put the ball in the air, drop the bat, pick up the glove, run out to where I hit it, usually 8 feet.
T-ball?
Yeah.
You can do it that way.
You know, just hit it straight up and try to catch it.
Yeah.
Or again, get a friend, loser.
Yeah. Yep. All options.
Why are you so angry today?
You are angry.
Like, damn.
I was joining in earlier, but even our ribbing of Ryan, I was laughing most of the way through, but now it's like, yeah! Loser! Ha-ha!
It's weird.
It feels like I'm in a high school...
You do friend things alone.
It feels like I'm in a high school drama right now or where... The stereotypical nerd, and there's Matt, the jock, walking by with a letter jacket. What's up, loser? And then throws me into the locker for going to see a movie.
Yep. I probably did that.
You raped boys, didn't you?
You wish, friend.
No.
Crazy hazing going on. This isn't gay, all right? I'm just teaching you a lesson.
Put this plank
if it was Ryan, if it was Ryan and I shouted it isn't gay, he'd ask, please make it be.
Anyway, we can change that?
Like, can it be? Can it please be?
A candle. Let's nip this in the bud before it already goes further than it has already fallen off the cliff. Next week.
I think we hit the ground.
Yeah, we've landed. Somehow we're up and
running.
Right
when you walked through the door, we did.
Yeah. Next week, that's all we got for this week. But next week, coming up, what I think we're going to do. Ryan and Matt are now, like we mentioned earlier, former interns. I think I would like to hear, I know they sufficiently made me laugh, thank you letters in the same vein that we did on a little off-topic version one, where we thank the guys for the chance and the opportunity to be extended members of the show for a period of time. I would like to hear those again if you guys are up for it.
Yeah, sure.
That sounds good.
So we'll plan on that next time and... they turn out well. You know, maybe we hear them on the varsity program again. If not, it's never mentioned again, like the Chad McGee interview.
McGee.
Did he go by McGee?
Wonder how many people he's eaten since we talked to him. At least a dozen.
I bet you he's raped a lot of boys.
Always falls back to that with you.
Yeah, really.
It?
That was the whole phone call. Was about him raping those boys.
Yeah, throw stones more on that one, Matt.
I will. That's how I
also,
operate.
Also, we had an idea that we were talking about, because obviously there's a weird... I guess trichotomy on the show where Ryan is more of a, I mean, he knows his tech stuff. He knows his web server nonsense that nobody ever would care about and make a profession out of it. That's great. But that's Ryan is more tech driven, obviously not a, like a Matt and I, where we are kind of sport, real big sport fans.
Yeah.
You know, we're the type of guys who play fantasy football, watch college football on Saturdays, pro football on Sundays. We actually know what the Detroit Tigers are.
I know what the
Detroit
Tigers are.
Not the kind who break up a lesbian theft spree.
They're that exhibit at the zoo, right?
Yeah, right? The Detroit Zoo. Of course. Duh.
There's a zoo in Detroit?
And it's glorious.
What we're thinking next week is dueling. I think the title week that we kind of came up with on the fly is dueling elementary level trivia, where Ryan will ask us, Matt and I, as a tandem, a series of questions about tech stuff that nobody will care about and will turn down the radio for. And then Matt and I are going to quiz Ryan, and I really can't wait to do this, on elementary level sports.
Yep.
It's going
to
be fun.
We're not going to break down zone defense and a 3-4 compared to a 4-3 pros cons.
That's already out of my league.
But that's just awesome. Really, really basic stuff. And we'll see how many we can get. Let's just say 10. Do it out of 10. And again, Matt and I already have an advantage that we'll be teaming up, but I think, you know, he's half broken. So
on a good day.
On a good day, that's what it is. As he writes down his witty retort so he doesn't forget him now. He's so broken. But that's on the tap for next week. And
by next week, we mean a month from now.
Next time, I should say. I apologize. It should not be another month.
Let's just continue to call it next time.
Next time.
Because if we say next week, then
people
we put it off
up
next
in
three.
Arms. Yeah. Poor Richard starts throwing a hissy on the Facebook page.
That guy's very to the point.
Yeah, he's not pulling any punches.
No.
So, but again, thanks. Thanks for listening. Email us, asktheinterns@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/littleofftopic. The Podomatic's there. Hit it up. Donate if you can. Obviously, we know times are tough, but charities don't use your money wisely anyway. And as you heard from us, beer, weed, hookers, and then your money will go to our podcast.
The essentials first.
Yeah. So if you want to keep getting the podcast, you better donate a lot, because beer, weed, and hookers is going to take a while.
I need the beer. Oktoberfest is out.
Yeah, it is. It is. So thank you for listening. I am Kyle. Thanks for Matt and Ryan, because I don't want to hear their voices again. So signing
Too bad. Goodbye, everybody.
Signing off for all of us. Till next time. This is a little off topic.
Peace.